Mayor Dennis Archer on earlier this week. He has a stretch of the Riverfront Walk being named after him, Dennis Archer Way. And now, in St. Clair Shores, there will soon be Dave Coulier Way.
Yeah.
Way to go, Dave.
And Dave Coulier is on the line with us right now, a man with a street named after him.
Well, thank you so much. How are you guys?
We're fine.
Good.
We're streetless.
Yes, we don't have a street.
I mean, none of us have, we don't even have a corner or an alley named after us. I think Kenny at one point had a doorway named after him, but then they took it away.
Yeah,
it
was took the knob.
Like they knocked down the statues. They took that door down because they just thought, considering his career, it was not the right thing to do.
Well, I am canvassing hard for Album Ave.
Album Ave.
All right.
I'm a little worried where that might end up. I obviously know St. Clair Shores and have been to St. Clair Shores, but I don't know Lang Street, which is the street that they are. It's, I guess, just off of Jefferson between 9 and 10, and that's going to be renamed Dave Coulier Way. Is there significance to that street?
Well, I grew up on Lang, and they're going to place my name just above the street sign so that no one has to change their address. But, I grew up on that street. My dad is 90 years old, still lives there in the house that I was born in.
Aww.
And, I used to ride my bike up and down that street just dreaming of someday doing something with my life. And I thought, when they asked me to name the street, I thought, well, maybe I can inspire one kid riding up and down the street on their bike to dream and to do something, thinking that. Well,
I thought you were going to say to pick another street. Inspire some kid to say, hey, get off Dave Coulier Way. He already named this one. Why don't you go over to Main Street?
If I can, if I can inspire another kid thinking, hey, if he can do it from that humble little street, maybe I could do something too.
Mm. What kind of street is Lang Street? Is it houses or?
It's houses. Yeah, it's pretty close to the lake. And when I was a kid, the four of us kids, my brothers and sisters, my mom would actually give us towels and a bar of soap and say, go jump in the lake. And we did. We would walk down to the lake and go and take a bath down there. And, I've never forgot about Detroit or St. Clair Shores, my hometown. And I really should write a book called Full Circle because that's what I feel like I did,
Yeah.
Aren't you back there now?
Is that where your house, the house that you are building or buying, isn't it somewhere near
I'm
there?
Actually sitting on our property on Lake St. Clair out here. Let's see, we'd be in New Baltimore, Chesterfield Township area.
Right.
But I love the water. I love the lake. I love fishing. I love, just boating in general. And I love being back home. Mm. So I'm really honored and humbled.
Did you pick Way? Or, did you have your choice, Dave Coulier Avenue?
Or Rue.
Dave Coulier Court?
Yeah, Rue.
Dave Coulier Lane.
You should have gone with Rue. Because you kind of have a French last name.
Yeah.
Rue Dave Coulier.
Rue Dave Coulier.
Yeah, you had all those choices.
Rue de Coulier.
Right.
I'm just glad they didn't pick Dave Coulier. No way.
Is there anybody on Lang Street, Dave, you don't care for? It's your street. You can give him a boot.
I know that street. It runs right into the one named for George Jefferson, right down by the lake, right? Isn't it?
Yeah, exactly.
Oh, jeez.
It's right next to Good Times Ave.
Yes. Good Times.
Hey, Dave, it's Rosie. Congratulations on this honor. Did you have, going back to your house, did you have an issue with indoor plumbing growing up that you had to go to the lake to bathe?
My whole family has a history of bad plumbing. People say go jump in the lake, and I said, when I was a kid, I really did. So, I'm just thrilled, I couldn't be happier about this. At first, I thought, they've got to be kidding, right? And then they said, no, we're serious. We really want to do this. So I'm thrilled to death, and like I said, I'm just really honored to do this for the city.
Is there some kind of a ceremony that's going to take place?
There's going to be a little unveiling on Sunday, and that street sign will stay there until another kid gets a series that's bigger than Full House.
I think in honor of the ceremony, you ought to get on that old bicycle and see if you can go up and down the street again.
I think it was my best bike that I had was called a Schwinn Pea Picker, and it had like a slick on the back and the high handlebars, and it had a disc brake, and I thought, this thing is so cool, and I cannot afford this bike.
Where is it now, though?
Well, I gave it back to the kid that I took it from.
Like every good kid does.
Yes, absolutely. Another reason you couldn't afford it.
What's the speed limit on Day Courier Way, so in case we come over there? 25?
Well, it's
35?
It used to be a six-pack. But I'm sure, you know, things have changed quite a bit since I was a kid.
Well, I think it's a great honor. It's a cool thing to have a piece of the infrastructure that doesn't cost $1 trillion. To be named after you, and we said the same thing to Dennis Archer. That he has Dennis Archer Way. His is alongside the riverfront too, so you, both of you have that in common. So we just now have to find a way to connect Dave Coulier Way with Dennis Archer Way, which is only about like 30 miles apart or something like that. And we'll do it. But we wanted to say congratulations, and you're a friend of ours, and we're happy for you.
Thanks. You guys are the greatest, and you know, I really appreciate the kind words, and you know, keep up the great work, you guys. I love the show.
Hey, Dave, if you move out to Westland, we'll rename the city. So just something to think about, pal. It's Ray. Give me a call.
Thank you, Dave.
Thanks, guys.
All right, Dave Coulier here in 760 WJR. That's nice.
That is great.
Dang,
it's nice
cool.
to be honored by hometown. And I didn't know until he said like, that's where he lived. That would be cool.
Yeah.
That would, you know... I mean, it would never happen where I grew up. They're kind of happy.
Mitch, I'll start working on it for you.
But that would actually be a pretty cool honor to have the street that you grew up on.
Yep.
Named after you. Because, like, I don't know, a lot of people move when they're younger multiple times. But, like, in my case, we got there, I think, when I was 2, you know, so certainly we left right after I left to go to college.
Yeah, the formative years, Mitch.
So, well, formative, my entire childhood, anything that I remember. So my entire childhood, I remember, was on one street. And it was just like that kind of street. You know, you rode your bicycle up and there was a skateboard or whatever.
Sled.
It's just a regular, you know, simple middle-class neighborhood, nothing fancy. But that would be a very cool honor.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Of course, you can't.
I was quite touched, Mitchell, with Courtney Court.
Yeah. Very nice. I
think
it'd
be easier for me just to change my name to Muralin, because that's the only way that's going to happen.
Yeah, that would work, too.
Yeah, change your name
to the name of the street and say they named it for me.
Yeah.